instead of calling yourself an imposter, start to remember and connect with the fact that you are a beginner. And there's nothing wrong with that. What's really strange with entrepreneurship is it has this beautiful way of revealing where we're holding ourselves back in our life, which is then a direct reflection of our actual business growth. And I think that's why I'm so obsessed with running a business and being an entrepreneur. You have to be, in a way, and that you also are obsessed with personal development and trying to ultimately become this highest level version of yourself that you've always been or have always been meant to be, right? And I actually have been coaching for Rob Dial. If you haven't yet heard the Mindset Mentor podcast, you've probably heard me talk about it before because it's actually truly changed my life. And there's a couple of things that have been reoccurring with our clients there in that program and then with my own clients in our mastermind. And I really want to bring that in today. And the number one thing that I hear all the time is, oh my gosh, Jamie, it is so difficult to pick up momentum again and regain consistency when I've had so long of not showing up. And so it goes back to consistency. But what's interesting a lot of times is consistency is a surface level problem of what we think is the problem. But it's not specific enough. It's not enough for us to have a clear action plan to actually move forward and start showing up to make a real change in our lives and in our businesses. And so what I want to do today is give you a chance in a moment to really reflect on where you feel like you're holding yourself back the most and get to the bottom of what are the action steps that you need to take in order to move forward to feel like you're back in consistency, in momentum, actively moving towards what's most important to you in your life, right? A lot of times we have this big, beautiful dream and vision for our future, but then it's like this negative snowball effect can begin to take place. Maybe it starts with you hitting snooze in the morning on your alarm, which then leads to maybe not doing your workout or not doing your yoga or meditation or journaling. And it just becomes this negative snowball that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden, we're out of consistency. We're out of momentum and we feel so far out of it that it's very difficult then to get back into the rhythm that we were in before. And so that's really what we want to avoid, is that snowball getting any bigger. And so no matter how big your snowball feels right now, let's stop rolling it down the hill. Stop making it any larger. Pump the brakes and start removing piece by piece anything that's standing in your way from ultimately having clarity on what your moves are to really drive your life forward. So no matter where you're at right now, if you have a pen and paper or the notes on your phone, or can just, as you're driving, just look forward and just connect with this question. How am I holding myself back in my business? Or if you don't have a business, how am I holding myself back in my life? Pause me, set a timer for 2.5 minutes and allow yourself to brain dump. Do not stop until the timer stops. Or if you can't journal, you don't have a journal, you hate journaling, then I encourage you to try it. But if you're not in a position to do that, just pause me, set your timer, and just allow yourself to just think openly for the next 2.5 minutes. And then restart once you're ready. The really interesting thing that happens when we allow ourselves to go deeper, and that's why I love journaling so much, is because it's like this portal, this gateway to your subconscious mind, and then it allows you to slow down enough to piece together ultimately what has been happening behind the scenes of your mind, right? So what starts to happen is we realize it's not just consistency. Maybe you just had a limiting belief come through. Maybe there's the fear of judgment, or the fear of failure. Or what if it's even the fear of success? Of, oh my gosh, I'm terrified to build this podcast or grow this business because how am I going to keep that up? How am I going to keep showing up for all of these people that at that point depend on me? right? Maybe you're realizing that you're terrified of tech or terrified of leading a team. There's something coming up right now that's way deeper than whatever we might have put it under, such as consistency. Okay, but then again, you hear it all the time. Jamie, I just need consistency. I need momentum. I need motivation. No, what you need is to figure out inside of the depths of you, ultimately, what is holding you back from this vision that you have for your life. Okay, now we're going to go a level deeper. Same thing as before. You're going to pause me, you're going to journal, or you're going to think through this next question. I want you to really connect to, what if I don't change? What if nothing changes? What's really interesting is a lot of times, if we don't change, the level at which our life is affected by something as simple, like I just had a group call. This is stemming off of a group call that I just held 30 minutes ago. Everybody in the room was talking about how they didn't have consistency and how that's what they wanted. We realized it was so much deeper than this. And then what if I don't change? What was coming up was, I'm not going to be able to quit my job. I'm not going to be able to fulfill my purpose. I'm not going to be able to help and serve those who I'm meant to help and serve. I'm going to hold myself back. I'm going to feel stuck. I'm going to feel worthless. These were the things that my clients were coming up with and my clients were saying, but they thought they just needed to be consistent. Do you see now how this lack of consistency, aka lack of figuring out ultimately what is holding you back from taking the action necessary to get you there, is holding you back from so much more than just a post on social media or a podcast episode going out to your tribe? It is ultimately the difference between you fulfilling your destiny and you fulfilling your purpose, or you not. It's that black and white. It's that simple. And I believe that when you're able to see that, when you're able to reveal the fact that it is that big of a difference for you to do it or not to do it, you're going to start to do it. You're going to start to look at that list. Now, this is your next thing. This is your homework that you could have after this episode. And I know this is not normal. I don't normally give you homework, but I'm going to do that today because I think it's necessary. And I know that this is going to help you. So I want you to look at your list. Or remember what you thought about when you said, how am I holding myself back? I want you to now look at that. And through the idea of, what is the big domino here? That if I can just knock down that domino, everything else will be easier or irrelevant. And so we had two people share during this exercise. And the first one said, it's coming up with the type of system that's going to make it easier for me to understand where my content is in the process so that I can go in, I can post it with ease, and I can have a very clear process and system for actually being consistent and having that tool. And so out of all of the things that he had going on in his mind of what could be holding him back, that was ultimately the biggest domino. It was really that system and that tool that he needed. Right. And so we were able to figure out what that looks like. And we were talking specifically for his podcast. So if you guys want to go, you can feel free to ask me on Instagram. I'll share with you. It's a really quick Loom video that I've created about how I actually use Asana to create a workflow to keep podcast information clear. So feel free to find me on Instagram, Coach with Jamie, or over on LinkedIn, Jamie Coleman. Send me a message and I can send that over to you. So that was what we walked through. Was how do we ultimately create the system that's going to help you, right? Boom. That's one big domino. But the interesting thing is that's either going to wipe out the rest of the problems or it's going to show the next one. Problems create more problems, right? And that's okay. But so long as you're getting momentum and solving one problem at a time, fully, you're closing the loop, then and only then can you move on to the next one. Yeah? So for the other client that shared, hers was a little bit different. Hers was, yes, it was about tech, but it was more a limiting belief within herself of, what am I going to say? Who's even going to listen to me? Why would someone care? Right? And so for her, it's a little different. Sure, we can talk about the tech, but that's ultimately not going to help her show up because it's so deep rooted inside of her of the feeling of not being enough. And so for her, it's not as simple. It's not as simple as taking 5 minutes to set up an Asana board. It could take a good amount of time to really work through these limiting beliefs. Right? And look, Mel Robbins says that best. I won't even get into that imposter syndrome, but Mel Robbins says, instead of calling yourself an imposter, start to remember and connect with the fact that you are a beginner. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so no matter where you're at on that spectrum, if you're on more of the tactical, technical side of you just need to implement a thing that's going to take a few minutes, or if you're more on the mindset side of I'm holding myself back because I don't believe that I'm enough in some capacity, it usually always boils down to that, then we have awareness now. And it's something that we can begin to open and unfold in the coming episodes, in the coming weeks, and get more and more clear on what action is needed to be taken on your part and what journaling needs to happen in the future that's ultimately going to set you free from these beliefs that are holding you back. But a lot of times you realizing that by not figuring out where you're holding yourself back, you're holding yourself back from so much more than just the pain and discomfort of right now. It's ultimately the pain and discomfort that will come 5, 10, 15 years from now when you realize that you didn't ultimately build what you know that you were capable of because this one thing got in your way. And so I just want to encourage you, I want to motivate you that no matter what is starting to bubble up to the surface right now, that you don't let this be the end of this conversation with yourself. You allow this to be a door that is now open for you to walk through and guide yourself out the other side. Because no matter what seems to be holding you back, it's nothing that you can't overcome with a little bit of personal work. Putting pen to paper, being able to brain dump your thoughts is one of the most beautiful, simple things that we can do to start to move forward in the right direction. So look at your list. This is your homework. This is your action step. I want you to look at your list right now, and assuming you were using a pen to paper, then I want you to look, find your big domino and circle it. And then once you have that thing, make a simple action list. 1, 2, 3. The three steps. Okay, maybe it's 4, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10, whatever. See if you can make it in 3 steps. 1 would be even better. 3 steps to actually solving that thing so that it's no longer a barrier for you. So if it's tech, let's go back to that example, the Asana board. It was like 3 steps. It takes 5 minutes to overcome that. And that could have been what would hold him back from creating a podcast episode for 6 months. Think about that. Or if yours is finding out ultimately where your limiting beliefs are coming from, I encourage you to write out 1, 2, 3 steps of exactly how you plan to start doing that. Maybe it's listening to more podcast episodes on the subject. Maybe it's downloading an Audible book. Maybe it is going and finding a book at your local library or having a conversation with a coach or just sitting down and journaling right now and trying to figure out ultimately at what point in your life did you start believing that you weren't enough for this thing, or that you were fearful of what somebody else might say, think, or do because you start showing up in this capacity. That's your homework. See if you can get to the root and see if you can make an action list to actually start to overcome that. So I hope this helps. I hope this opens the door for you to start to reveal what is ultimately holding you back. Do this often. Ask yourself this question frequently because stuff is always going to be coming up because we're always evolving, we're always changing, we're always shifting. And it's so necessary to just continue doing that inner work because like we said, as our level of personal development grows, as does our business. And so the more we can just stay ahead of the curve, the more our business is going to be able to grow and skyrocket with us. So thank you very much for taking the time. If you found any value here, feel free to share it with me. Send me a DM over on whatever social media platform that you choose. I would love to hear from you and just understand what's coming up for you and what's coming through. And maybe I can also offer some insight to help get you through it. So thank you for visiting Aligned with Purpose, and I'll catch you in the next episode.